Hi, this video shows you how to create an ExpressRoute circuit in the Azure Resource Management deployment model using the Azure Service Management Portal. You're going to walk through the steps of how to create an ExpressRoute circuit with a connectivity provider. This video will talk about how to select a connectivity provider, create a resource group, and how to create an ExpressRoute circuit within the resource group. Let's get started and see how this will be done. You can look at all the resources that you have in your subscription by clicking on the All Resources tab in the portal. You can also view your resource groups by looking at the Resource Groups tab in the portal. For us to create a brand new ExpressRoute circuit, we will start off by clicking the New button on the left. And we will select Networking as a Service. This will open up another blade that lists all the services that are supported under networking. We are primarily interested in creating an ExpressRoute circuit. I then click the ExpressRoute icon to start the process to create an ExpressRoute circuit. One point to note is that this presumes that your subscription is already registered with the network resource provider and that you will be able to perform all operations. If you have not already used a subscription, please look at the instructions on how you can register your subscription in the Resource Provider environment for Network Resource Provider. Now that the blade is loaded, let's start by creating an ExpressRoute circuit. We will start off by giving it a name. The name must not have any white spaces or be too long. Let's pick a simple name. I pick the name that says My ExpressRoute Demo Circuit. Next, I will have to select a connectivity provider who is going to configure the connection between my premises and Azure. We have a huge list of connectivity providers in the dropdown, and this ecosystem grows on a daily basis. Each of these service providers offer connectivity in various locations. For the sake of this demonstration, I'm going to pick Equinix as my connectivity provider. Once you select Equinix, you have to specify the peering location. For this demonstration, I'm going to pick Silicon Valley as the location where we will actually create the ExpressRoute circuit. We will next have to pick the bandwidth we need for the circuit. This can be anywhere from 50 megabits to 10 gigabits. You can pick a small bandwidth to get started. You can always increase the size of your circuit at a later time without disrupting connectivity. So it's always advisable to start small and grow as your bandwidth needs to grow. It's worth noting that we do not supply the ability to decrease the bandwidth of an ExpressRoute circuit. The next step is to pick the SKU. We support a standard SKU and a premium SKU. You can refer to the documentation on Azure.com for information on what's offered as part of each SKU. In short, the standard SKU offers connectivity to Microsoft resources in the same geopolitical region. As an example, since we are creating a circuit in Silicon Valley, we will be able to connect to all Microsoft cloud services that are deployed in North America. If I had selected the premium SKU, I would be able to access Microsoft cloud regions anywhere in the world. I'm going to pick the premium option for this demonstration. I'm going to select the billing model next. We have two different billing models, metered data and unlimited data. You can either pick the unlimited data billing model, where you can pay a flat fee for your ExpressRoute circuit and you can send and receive any amount of data, and we will not charge for additional fees for them. If you were to select the metered data, you are to pay a small connection fee and you will pay for data transfer outside the Microsoft network. Traffic flowing within the Microsoft network is not charged. You can use an ExpressRoute circuit across the Resource Manager and Classic Deployment models. If you were to select this option, you are able to use the circuit across both environments. The next step is to specify the subscription in which you want to create this ExpressRoute circuit. If you only have one subscription, it will be auto-populated. If you have a long list of subscriptions, selecting on this bar will take you to the list of subscriptions, and you can pick the subscription you actually need the ExpressRoute circuit to be placed in. The ExpressRoute circuit is a resource, and this resource has to be placed within a resource group. You can either use an existing resource group or create a new resource group. I'm going to create a new resource group. I'm going to call it the ExpressRoute Demo Video. I'm going to place it in the West US region, and I'm going to click on the Create icon. This operation can take a few seconds. You will see a note in the top right that shows the operation is in progress. This operation will take a few minutes. It's been a couple of minutes since we kicked off the Connect creation process, and it looks like the connection process succeeded. Now if you click on the All Resources tab, you will be able to browse to the ExpressRoute Circuit resource. By selecting the resource called My ExpressRoute Circuit, you can view the properties of that ExpressRoute circuit. It takes a few seconds to pull up the data properly. As you can see, this circuit is created to enable a connection through Equinix. The circuit is enabled on the Microsoft side. The circuit resource is in the West US region, and it is actually going to be set up in the Silicon Valley peering location. It is a 50 megabits per second circuit. And this is the service key. This is the key piece of information that you will need to successfully complete the provisioning process. The next step is to pass the service key to your connectivity provider, which is Equinix in this case, and have them provision the circuit for you. You can constantly poll the service management portal and check to see if the circuit moves from non-provisioned to provisioned. Once the provisioning process is complete, you will be able to start using the ExpressRoute circuit. The next step is for you to take the service key to your service provider and have them configure the ExpressRoute circuit. Please check out our other videos on how to configure ExpressRoute circuit peerings. Thank you.